Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Vozmak moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Harder reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Harder scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Porter moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive to center field. Oliver throws towards the plate. Connolly fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Connolly. Porter scores. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Durham. Morgan moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb throws the ball into Olsen who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Olsen moves to second. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive towards short. Rhein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Harder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. McManus moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. McManus scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Sarge Connolly now pitching. George Stumpf pinch hits for Ed Connolly. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. Benny Tate pinch hits for Ed Durham. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Will Seymour now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Ryan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Porter reaches second base with a double. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-4 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.